Farmer of Hearts, Day 9. Yes, I do. Part of the Catholic marriage vow reads, I promise to be true to you, in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health. I will love you and honor you all the days of my life. Today, we face the most challenging question that Jesus poses to every one of us. Who do you think that I am? In what way is Jesus related to me? Any serious relationship involves commitment. However, commitment is one of the least understood virtues in this age. We can see that in the high divorce rate. If we have not committed ourselves to Jesus, then we haven't yet established a serious or intimate relationship with Him. Our answer to that question reveals three levels of relationship with Jesus. Is there no relationship? An impersonal and casual relationship? Or is it a serious, intimate, and permanent relationship? An intimate relationship with Jesus means a serious commitment, putting Him first and at the center of our lives. Think of it like a marriage. Unless we truly desire an intimate relationship with Jesus, our current relationship with Him will go nowhere. Without this deep relationship, we will part ways with Him when bad times come. That is why we have to answer this difficult question posed by Jesus in this Lenten retreat. Unless we commit to build an intimate and permanent relationship with Jesus, this Lenten retreat will bear little fruit for us at the end. Reflection. Are you ready to say, yes, I do, to Jesus, your beloved? What is holding you back from putting Christ at the center of your life? Thank you. Today's prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for your proposal to engage me in an intimate and permanent relationship with you. Even though I may be unprepared, strengthen me, Lord, as I genuinely say, yes, I do, to you. As my response to your invitation, Lord, I decide to spend time with you today alone, to reflect deeply and honestly my commitment to you in the past and how I will renew my commitment to you in the future. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.